welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week, I want to devote to just seeing the good that happens in life. Because it's so easy to focus on the bad things. We're inundated by the bad things. People want to tell you horrific stories. The worse the news, the better the ratings. People, it seems like we just, I don't know why, but we as human beings flock to the negative side of things. It doesn't do any of us any good. Every morning you have a decision to make. Do you want to see good in the world? Do you want to focus on bad? If you really want to maximize your happiness, surround yourself with as much of the good as you can. Read about good things that are happening in the world. Focus on those stories that are interesting that can bring something positive. Instead of doing what we typically do, which is watching all this stuff that brings us down, getting caught up in the news, family drama, office drama, I'm suggesting that you find a way to manage your exposure to the negative things. You have to watch the news every day. No, but if you feel compelled to know what's going on in every detail, there's no reason you can't pick up what you need to know in 15 or 20 minutes in terms of watching the news. It doesn't have to happen all day long. And I would suggest that if something bad happens in the world, somebody will tell you anyway, so it's not a big deal if you don't listen at all. But you also have the ability to tune into what you want, right? If you're going to immerse yourself in stories about ISIS, you're going to have a rough day, right? Because everything starts out very negatively. But instead, if you could tune into other things, things that people are doing well in the world, developments, areas of interest for you. There's so much out there that's positive we can get ourselves into. We just have to go in seeing the good. And it's like anything else you do. If you're in the market for a new car, and whatever car you're looking at, as you drive down the road, you're going to see more and more of those cars out there because that's what you're tuned into. If you tune into negativity, that's what's going to show up in your life. You're going to see more and more of that because that's what you're tuning into. Think of it as a radio or TV station. Whatever you tune into is going to have an effect on you. As I suggested earlier, that you are influenced by the stimuli around you. If you know that you're going to be influenced by it, why not make it as positive as you can? And that's really where I want to go this week. So we're going to talk about different ways to get what you need from a positive standpoint, and we'll talk about different areas of focus, what to look for. Who are those people that are doing great things in the world? What are those companies that are doing great things? And how can we start to tune into those wonderful stories as opposed to some of the horrible stuff that we see and hear about every day? If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or you could do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards where you want to go in life. And I just ask you for that opportunity. Just get here every day, 5 days a week, and let me be that person for you. It's a couple of minutes is all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue on this course of seeing the good, and we'll talk about some things that you can focus on to ensure that you're putting yourself in front of positive issues and not negative ones. But for today, I just want you to start waking up in the morning and start looking for those things that are good. And we'll take it from there tomorrow.